Mm-hmm. The specialist here. If you have other questions, we'll make sure to get that addressed.
Hi there, Daryl. Daryl, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And, of course, Mary wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then since the business itself is quite new, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
So far, pretty busy. I'm on a job right now.
Perfect. Well, you know, I do welcome the opportunity to speak with you. Mary is recommending your business for this position that did just become available. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page?
I believe so, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially since your business is very new, that's the real power of this particular listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your business, but they'll find you when they go on Google or go on Bing and they're looking for any of the services that you provide, for decks, for showers, for sheds, for any of the work that you want to be found for. We'll make sure that your business pops up as one of those options. Now, people will see a website too that we'll build, so when they find you on that first page, they'll have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. And that's exactly what happens with a listing like this. Calls come directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is the same flat rate. Now, with the new in-business rate reducing the cost of the service quite significantly, in fact, you do save a little over 50%. You save $300 every single month. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. As long as you keep the service, though, the reduced pricing stays with you. So it brings the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to exactly $299. The $299 is the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees, like I said. Now, of course, our job is not just to list you where people can find you. It's to give them the reasons to call you, and that website's going to be a big part of that, talking about your services, putting before and after photos on there. Sometimes for the very young companies, they do allow me to include the website at no additional cost. If they're able to let me do that, it means we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, if I could get the website included, being that it's month to month and that flat rate with the calls coming directly to you, is that something that you think you would want for your business at this point?
Look, I'm going to be honest. I've just been dealing with this Angie's listing, and they're raking me over the coals right now. And like I say, I'm just getting started, so I'm not sure if I need to jump into something at this very moment, because I'm already $700 deep into them and having a hard time with them right now.
You know, how's that working out? I mean, it doesn't sound like you like it too much.
Well, I just got on it last week, and then now nothing's happening as far as the avenues of leads and all.
Have you not received any leads?
I've received two leads that I've tried to follow up on, and unsuccessful, and can't get a hold of anybody to address this with yet. Matter of fact, I was just 15 minutes ago trying to call and get that settled. Now, I'm sure Google's a good, it's going to be a good idea, but I think as of right now, I don't think I should try to jump in anything right now, because I'm spending what little money I do have getting started on this business, trying to take care of my advertisement, but it's not working out so well.
Well, that's something that obviously is a concern for you, and it should be. I mean, if you're paying for a lead, and you are paying for those leads, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're not even getting in touch with anybody, that's not even an opportunity, really, to do a job. If you're just paying for a lead but nobody answers when you try to call that lead, I mean, it's unfortunately something that I do hear. And especially with that lead service, but really any lead service. And I mean, whether it's that one or like Thumbtack, Networks, Crackjack, I mean, it's a shared lead system. So you get the same lead that four or five of your competitors are getting. Sometimes they get it before you do. Sometimes your potential customer, the one that you're trying to call, that lead that you get, they're not even answering the phone anymore because they've tried to already schedule it with somebody else, and then you're still on the hook to pay for it. And then you have to try to call Angie's and try and get a credit back or something like that. So, I mean, yeah, definitely understandable that it's a concern for you that your advertising dollars are being spent on something that's not bringing you a return on investment. And that's a concern for me, too. I mean, because I've been doing this long enough to remember long before it was Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie, it was Home Advisor. And 10 years ago before, the Home Advisor was called Service Magic. So I'm familiar with that particular service. I've talked to business owners over the years, and most of them have said kind of the same thing. And if your advertising dollars are, well, I mean, you know, you're a young and small company, so we know your advertising dollars are not growing on a tree in the backyard, right? So, yeah. I mean, something like this where it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis and a fixed amount no matter how many calls you get, I mean, something like Angie's is hard to budget for. I mean, it depends on how many leads you get. It even depends on how much each lead costs. If it looks like a bigger job on paper, you're more likely to pay more for that lead, although you're not any more likely to get that job or even any more likely to actually talk to someone, just more likely to pay more for that lead. So I definitely understand the expense of something like that. My goal would be to get you out of that situation, you know, to give you something better, to have calls coming straight to you instead of you chasing down someone who's getting calls from your competitors. Have you, with a website that showcases your work and talks about your company, have you be one of the options for people who are looking for someone to call? Now, you won't be the only company that pops up. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're aware of that. You use Google yourself. Yeah. And not everyone will decide to call you, but that's actually a good thing. You know, you're not going to be getting calls from people that are looking for the cheapest guy or just looking for estimates. I mean, you're not going to be immune to that, but most of the calls that you get will be from someone who is looking to hire a quality company. And when they decide to call you, even before they start dialing your phone, they're already hoping you answer the phone. They're hoping that you're available to do the job. They're hoping your price is fair because they want to work with you. They want to hire you for your services. So, and I mean, I think one job would offset the cost of the $299. It's designed to make it affordable for smaller companies. Even with that 20-mile radius, I mean, that does kind of take in, you know, the greater San Antonio metro area. We could shrink it down a little bit. I mean, I know that you're in Spring Branch. I wouldn't want to exclude portions of your territory, but one way to make it more affordable would be to not do the social media campaign that is included in that $299. There's $100 of paid Facebook ads included in that $299. I mean, I could just do a local only campaign. It wouldn't get you San Antonio right away, but it would in time, you know, spread out. But yeah, that's why the Facebook ads would target San Antonio right away and everywhere in your service area within, you know, 5 to 7 business days. But if you're looking for budget friendly, that local only is an option. You know, you'd be looking at $199 a month versus the $299. The other thing that I might be able to do here, I mean, the Angie's does have you listed as veteran owned, the business. Are you yourself a veteran of the U.S. military?
Yes.
You are. Okay. So I would be able to keep the $100 of Facebook ads in place and reduce the cost of the service even further to $249. I mean, that's even lower than the new in business rate. I mean, it's not something that everyone gets, but certainly, you know, as a veteran, we want to make it affordable for you. I mean, just kind of to thank you for your service. If I could include the Facebook ads, drop it down to $249, or, you know, I mean, you know the needs of your business better than I do. If we kind of put the Facebook ads to the side, at least for now, and did a local only campaign at $199, which of those do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
Well, it doesn't sound like a bad deal. My concern is I've just, like I say, I'm just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually on the job right now. So, but it's just me. I don't have any other employees. I don't have, well, I'm just, it's just me going at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically right now, I'm going to have to get some more work. I'm kind of getting tapped out on my reserve funds here.
Right. Well,
may have to wait until I get going a little bit more, but I think, okay, let me ask you a couple questions. The, as far as the Google, it's just a flat rate. There's no lead charge. There's no nothing like that. It's just going to be that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And you'd be looking at that reduced rate of $249. Now, the website's going to be included. You know, we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you. Now, I would never want to say anything bad about anybody else or any other company, but, I mean, it's hard for me to say that Angie's wants you to get that job when they turn around and sell the same exact lead to three or four of your competitors. And whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, it's just someone who was looking for estimates, trying to budget for something down the road, you all still pay for that lead, and they still get their money. With us, your success is our success. I mean, the website itself, we often sell as a standalone product, just the website for $299. So at $249, you know, you're getting the website. You're still getting the $100 of Facebook ads so that we can, you know, target San Antonio and everywhere you want to be found. Big cities and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And at that reduced rate, with the setup fee waived, I mean, my company loses money in that first month, to be honest with you. We've got skin in the game, right? We're investing in your success, too. We need to earn your business for several months just for us to break even. But we do that, and especially for young companies, for veteran-owned companies, I mean, it's more of just like an assistance program. It's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It stays, you know, kind of secured at that flat rate, grandfathered in at that reduced amount, because we know that although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service. They keep it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody cancels on profit. So instead of paying for a lead and chasing down that lead and the frustrating work to get work, you know, then with this, you're just answering the phone. You know, people will call you. You talk to them, you go out, you do the work, you're getting paid. So, I mean, time is money, right? And time wasted is money wasted, but time well spent is money well earned. And if you're not chasing down a lead or trying to talk to Angie about the lead that didn't pan out for you, if you're just focusing on, you know, talking to people that call you and going out and doing the work, that's time well spent, you know, and that's the bottom line, right? Especially for you, it's pretty much just you. You're a one-man show. You've got a lot of things to do on a regular basis. The last thing you want to do is try to, you know, haggle over a lead that didn't even answer the phone when you tried to call them, right? So with this, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers call you directly. The website will also have a contact form so people can fill that out, tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're hoping to have done, etc. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and of course they're trying to reach out to you, and whether they call you directly or reach out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything that types into that, they type into that form though, it does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with.
Okay. That does sound a lot better than
Yeah, I mean, Google it, you know. It's kind of what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. You know, we don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. But we do use our smartphone. We jump on our computer. We type in what we're looking for. 9 times out of 10, we call and hire someone based off of what we see on that first page. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, there were all of these AA this, AAA, quadruple A that businesses because it put them listed alphabetically ahead of their competitors in the yellow pages. They knew they would get more phone calls that way. I mean, part of that still works today. I mean, the guy that we decide to call, the guy who answers the phone, is available to do the job and has a fair price. That's the guy that we call and hire, only we don't use the yellow pages. We use Google, and Google doesn't list alphabetically. They look for content relevant to that particular search. We are Google partners. We do create the content that Google wants to see, so we get our training and our updates directly from Google. That means you'll always be listed on that first page where people can find you on their own and pick up the phone to call you. Now, like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. It's easy to budget for. It bills once a month, in this case, for exactly $249.
Doesn't sound too bad. Might actually be a better deal.
I think it's going to be more affordable in the long run. I mean, the leads that you got, do you know how much they cost? The two leads?
It's almost $100 a piece.
A piece, wow, yeah. So you're looking at like 3-4 leads maybe, right, or the equivalent in the cost. And if Angie's had their way, they would send you 3 or 4 or 5 leads in a week, right? So you might spend $300 a week with this. It's, you know, $249 a month as an exact amount. You know, there's no guesswork. The other thing, too, that a lot of business owners, and I'm not sure it's exactly the same way now, but even not too long ago, someone was telling me that, you know, they don't bill you. It's not like a credit card where they bill you and they give you a few weeks to pay it off. They just take money out of your account every Friday or every other Friday, and sometimes it's a lot more than you expect it to be. Right? And that's not something that you would want. I mean, not when you're trying to budget for your advertising dollars. You want to know in advance and be prepared for it. So that's what this will allow you. You know, it fills once a month, the same day every month. So, I mean, today's date is the 29th. It would bill once a month on the 29th, or in the case of February, the last day of the month. And it is only going to be that flat rate. It's exactly $249. Whether you do 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small jobs, it's just going to stay that flat rate. And it is by far the lowest rate. You know, we've got the new business rate combined with the veteran-owned discount. I got the website approved. I got the setup fee waived. So, I mean, like I said, we have to earn your business like 3 or 4 months just to break even on something like this.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I got to figure out how I'm going to cancel Angie's
list. One thing I know for sure, and this is because every business owner that has ever mentioned it mentions the same thing, that you can pause your leads for 48 hours at a time. You've got it like an app on your smartphone, right, to manage your leads. So you can pause your leads for 48 hours. You know, you can do that at least once or twice until you finally talk to somebody. But you would want to tell them that you do want to, you know, hold off on more leads. So at least that way you're not being charged more for the leads that you're getting, right? So I'm pretty sure it's something that you can easily do. Now, once we get your phone ringing, is this number that we're speaking on, the 361-441-9016, is this the number you want your customers to call, the number you want on your website?
Yeah.
It is. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Of course.
Of course. I mean, you kind of have to live that way, right? Everybody does. The reason that I ask, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, the email address, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on your website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is it? What is a good email address, either for you or for your business?
My email address is Gerald Serafin, so J-E-R-E-L-S-E-R, jfine77@yahoo.com.
Okay. And you said that was J, like John, right? J-E-R-E-L?
Yes, sir.
And then the first letter of your last name, is it S like Sam or F like Frank?
I like Sam.
Okay, so S-E-R-A-F-I-N-E, right?
Yep, Serafine.
And then it was 77. Now, did you say that was at Yahoo or at Google?
Yahoo.
At Yahoo. So, Gerald Serafine, 77 at Yahoo.com. Now, like I said, most of the time you just get phone calls directly to you from your customers. But when we contact you regarding the account, any updates and things like that, we do use phone, text, and email. Gerald, did you have a preference? I mean, it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Most of the time, we're just going to send you a text or give you a quick phone call. Emails are really just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. But and we didn't want to have on file what your preference is.
Okay, yeah, I guess it's
good. Now, text is the most common response for a service-based business, and that does bring me to my next question. Your business is, of course, service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, no one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom or location or anything like that that you would want us to promote for the business. Now, Google fully expects it to be that way. You know, they don't expect you to have a storefront or a showroom. You know, they fully realize your business is most likely run out of the home or kind of run out of the truck. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. But I did see on the Angie's a physical address, which I think is your home address, the 6004 Cornwall Drive. Okay, that is your home address. Okay. We definitely don't want to list that address. Like I said, we wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door, and Google doesn't either, especially since you're out in the field most days. So here's going to be listed city and state. Not even a not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, I did want to verify the business name. Is it JS Repair and Solutions with the LLC attached?
Yes.
Okay. And the and is spelled out in this case, A-N-D, right? Not the ampersand, not the symbol? Okay, perfect. Gotcha.
Yes.
And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. Gerald, that's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but that client interview helps us to build out your website and to create all the additional content. So we'll find out things like, you know, mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll have to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're including the website, that we've waived the setup fee, and that it is the fixed flat rate, in this case just the $249. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. And then, Mr. Serafine, give me just one second here to get that set up. Okay. Gerald, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
JS Repair and Solutions.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly how I do have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Gerald Serafine, owner.
Okay. Mr. Serafine, as the owner of JS Repair and Solutions, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right? Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then, Gerald, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Serafine, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Gerald, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Gerald, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Gerald, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Serafine, that's fair enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers never come to you. You always go to them. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with the setup fee waived, with the website included, and with it being a month-to-month service, Gerald, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 29th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Now, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are included. That social media campaign is included in as well. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that custom website is included at no additional cost, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means no contract. It means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And, Gerald, you can also pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Serafine, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Gerald, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Gerald, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Mr. Serafine, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Hold on. Somebody's mess. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. Visa.
Well, that's okay. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Is it first and last, or is there a middle initial on there?
This is first and last.
First and last, okay. And then, Mr. Serafine, you said that was a Visa card, Gerald. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Card number is 4400.
Mm-hmm.
6671.
Yes, sir.
0331. I'm sorry. 0131.
Okay.
354.
35 in the last two?
Is 04.
04. Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
It is 1127.
11 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
The security code is 261.
You said 261, 261?
It's 265.
Oh, 265. Cut out just a second for that 1 second. So I've got 265, 265 on the back of the card. I've got 11 or November of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Gerald, was the card itself 4400-6671-0131-3504.
That's correct.
Does that bill at the home address, the 6004 Cornwall Drive, 77070, 78070? Okay, so in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Hold on. I'll just put it on my notes and problems.
That's exactly what I do. Just type it into my phone, and then if I need to, I'll write it down or put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Make a contact out of it eventually.
Actually right in the middle of changing out ballast on the light, so just
let me know when you're ready.
All ready?
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it simply is option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Gerald, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Mr. Serafine, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, does take about 25, 30 minutes. I can maybe get you in at 10 o'clock if you want to do it right away. There's also 11, 12, 1 o'clock, and then this afternoon there's 3, 4, and even that 5 o'clock is still available. Would you want something pretty quick here, maybe a little bit later or towards the end of the day?
Yeah, let's do around 3 o'clock. I've got to finish up this job, and then I can pay attention better.
Absolutely. So we'll do 3 o'clock. It's going to be scheduled from 3 until 4. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, but it does get you right near or right at even the very top of the hour. If I am in between phone calls around 3 o'clock when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to answer any questions that you might have and then hand it over to our technician. I may already be on a call. If I am, they will call you on their own. They'll take very good care of you. I did want to put just a little bit of security, extra security here on your account, whether I'm on that phone call or not, just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with JS Repair and Solutions, even if it's you, Gerald, and we recognize your voice, we will still most likely ask you for the answer to the security question. And then perhaps even more important, anyone who calls you moving forward, anyone who calls you and says that they're Google or Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification attaches to your account, and it is for your benefit. It clearly states it bills once a month for exactly $249, never a penny more. Now, the options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in is Dallas.
So you're born in West Dallas, okay. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I got three text messages from
West Dallas. It did happen, okay. Yeah, so sometimes they do all get piggybacked at once. I kind of wish that they don't, but in this case they did. You got a couple of emails. One is that welcome email, that one that I mentioned earlier, the one with the client support phone number and everything else. I think all the emails do have somewhere on there the client support information. Then you got one that I'll talk about in just a second here, but the one that I want you to see now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And that blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, beginning with the services that we'll be offering on the left-hand side, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Hang on just a second.
Not a problem.
I had to get off the ladder.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, so let's see. I got three emails. The one says action needed a verification.
Not that one.
Not that
one. Says welcome.
Okay. It says, okay, welcome to Flash.
Yeah, not that one. That one's just the confirmation email. But the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, do you see that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you open up that one, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Then it says, please click here. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Are you able to see that, the click here? Okay. If you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, all the services that we'll be providing for you are listed here. I don't want to walk you through everything. Obviously, your time is valuable. Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But 1 out of 10 people, roughly, will choose Bing over Google. They're mostly on their smartphone. That's a lot of people. We want you to get those calls, have those opportunities. We will mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The website is included. The Facebook ads are included. Like I said, I don't want to walk you through everything, but you'll see a line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number. We do want you to click on those two boxes. One is to receive SMS or text messages through the computer. We do want to be able to text you. Of course, that's your preferred method of contact, so click on that box.
Sure.
The other one says, I certified that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, so click that box. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So it is case sensitive. The J and S are capitalized. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That does a couple of things, a few things really. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we're including the website, that we've waived the setup fee, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Gerald, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the login page and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I'm there.
Okay. You can actually stop, though. You can stop right there. The reason you're seeing it, our automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We have to do the client interview in that 3 o'clock hour first for there to be content to track, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password once you access your account. Some people never do, and that's fine if you don't. I can actually give you the username, though. It's been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It is your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes, spaces, parentheses. Your username then is just 361-4. 419016. You'll get at 2 o'clock a reminder email through our automated system that the follow-up call is scheduled in the 3 o'clock hour. You'll also get a calendar invite to your email address. You should get that in just a minute or so. That actually does say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your actual phone number. In this case, the phone number and username are the same. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include your username or your phone number. That makes it easy for us to access the information, forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. We'll probably give you in the client interview photos, P-H-O-T-O-S photos at localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly. Now, the other email that you got, the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, just to walk you through it real quick and I'll get you off the phone. Google has recently made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It's all by design. They want to make sure that every business that's listed for people to call, at least on the first page, is an actual legitimate business and would provide that service when called. So any of that, and it doesn't have to be all of it, but any of that that you can send our way, there is a link to do that. Any photos of tools or equipment that you use, your work vehicle. Of course, there's no actual workplace, but usually when you know where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it, or even a close-up of the tools inside the truck. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so if you can send us that information, if you've got a business card, again, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can send our way certainly does help us to expedite that process. Other than that, though, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, that follow-up call is scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon, and hopefully I'll be between phone calls when our technician's ready to call. He'd be happy to speak with you, at least just to say a quick hello. Been a real pleasure speaking with you. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Really looking forward to getting that email, I'm sorry, that email, the website up and active for you, and of course, getting your phone ringing, earning your business 1 month at a time.
There we go. And meanwhile, I'll be getting a hold of Angie's List.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if it helps you to kind of wean off of that service or stop using it altogether, that makes me pretty happy. Like I said, I've been doing this long enough to know that that service does not always work out for new and smaller companies. The ones that see success are usually the bigger companies that, first of all, have someone dedicated to jump on those leads as soon as you get them, because if you don't call it right away, someone else might call it before you. And also, you know, businesses that can absorb the hit or miss, and sometimes it misses too much in the very beginning before you get a job. So I think this is going to work out a lot better for you. Really happy to be part of your success, and especially as a young company and a veteran, even, you know, on top of that, we're looking forward to helping you get your phone ringing and really appreciating your kindness and patience in taking the phone call today.
Sure thing.
I appreciate you, Gerald. We'll talk to you a little bit later on today, and hopefully I'll be on that call in the beginning as well. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Yes, sir. You too.
Thank you, Gerald. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye now.